Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
And it's Quizmaster Mary because it's time for our monthly wine trivia quiz.
Let me get my Quizmaster hat on.
Excellent.
We are answering questions today from Wine Wars, a trivia game for wine geeks and wannabes.
Exactly.
Are you ready for question one?
I am.
Okay, question one, Jonathan. Given your predilection recently for Bordeaux, which denotes a dish made with Bordeaux wine? Is it a dish à la Bordelaise or à la Bourguignon?
Well, it'd be the first one, obviously. It'd be à la Bordelaise.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thank you.
Very good.
You're very sweet to me.
Question number two. Which is a green harvest? Is it an organic grape harvest, a harvest by hand, or a selective harvest to deliver more sun and nutrients to the remaining grapes?
It's the third, actually, and it's a really interesting thing to do in your vineyard, isn't it?
Ding, 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 ding. It is. A green harvest seems not to make sense on the surface because you're getting rid of a good portion of the grapes on the vine, but in doing so, as the question says, you are allowing the remaining grapes to get more sun, to soak up more nutrients, to be stronger, to develop better flavors.
I heard a talking book on wine, and the author literally summed up all the steps that you take, and there were literally dozens of steps you take even before the grapes are ripe. Like, it was really interesting to see, even before you pick the grapes or even get close to, how many things you actually go through in terms of getting the vines ready and making sure that those vines are going to give you the maximum amount of flavor per grape.
And a green harvest is one of those things.
Yeah.
One of many. Question number three. Which does supérieur on a French wine label indicate? A superior quality wine or higher alcohol levels than usual for the wine?
It would be the first one. No, I'm wrong.
I didn't know this.
I didn't
myself.
Know this at all.
According to Wine Wars, it says higher. It means higher alcohol levels. It says
really?
On Italian labels, superiore has the same meaning.
Who knew?
Who knew indeed?
That's really interesting. I have never encountered that. That is fascinating.
This is something that we should research and speak a little more on once we
that
know a little more.
Kind of intriguing, actually. Yeah. You know, it's funny, talking about alcohol levels, a lot of winemakers maybe cheat and lower the alcohol level on their labels. Is that sometimes...
Cheat? Do you want to use the word cheat?
Perhaps I should.
Are flexible
let's
in
say
reporting
flexible.
The
yeah.
alcohol level.
Because a lot of people, if your wine's coming out at 16%, you kind of, it becomes 15%.
Yeah, there is a little wiggle room, and I'm forgetting what the exact quantity is. I think it might be a percentage, percentage and a half.
Yeah.
Yes, but there is a little wiggle room.
I won't tell if you won't. Well, in the words of Meatloaf, as we say, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
And in the words of Quizmaster Mary, you're still superior in
my book.
Oh,
that's so sweet. If you have favorite wine trivia questions, we would love to hear them. And you can find us at WBJC.com. And you can also download all of our shows if you want. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.